We are learning Krisis Dav Zayinam and Beis, and we are starting from Va'imer. The Braisa continued and says that Rabbi Kiva, who says that Megadev is Chayev a carbon, even though it's no Maisa, because it says in the Parashah of Kares, it says the Parashah of Carbon, teaching us that Megadev is Chayev a carbon as well. Since it says Kares in the place, the same place as Carbon, why does it say Kares the same place as Carbon? Must be teach us that Yechai, even though it has no Maisa. And then the Braisa says, Va'omer, Pasuk says, Chetoy Isa. It's a Pasuk actually by Carbon Pesach. It says, Chetoy Isa Ayeshahu. And the question is, what does that mean? The Gemara explains, Oson L'Rabbanon. It's going according to Rabbanon, which means Rabbi Kiva is asking a kasha on the Rabbanon from this Pasuk. V'alchi Kamar. So we'll read the Girsa of the Gemara. Rashi actually has a different Girsa and a different explanation of the Gemara. We'll read the Lashon of the Gemara. V'alchi Kamar. Rabbi Kiva the Rabbanon. This is what Rabbi Kiva says to Rabbanon. Amritu, you said, Hamagad blessed Maisa. You, Rabbanon, say that Megadav has no Maisa and therefore there's no carbon. Ma'o Megadav, what is Megadav exactly? Mevarach et Hashem. So why does it say Oinish Karas Napasik? If it's talking about Baruch Hashem, why is it Oinish Napasik a Karas? Arm relays, I want to answer back, because Litain Karas Makal teach us that there's a Karas for Makal. So Rabbi Kiva answers back, no. The Chsiv Makalel, by the Pasuk Makal, it says, Ish Ki Kala Kavanasa Chetoy. The Chsiv says, by Pesach Sheni Chetoy Yisa. And make a Xerishav, Malahalan Karas, Afkan Karas. Just like Diaz Karas, here's also a Karas. So, therefore, you don't need the Pasuk of Karas by Mavarach Hashem. It must be teaching us that it says Karas again. The Parashah of Karbon teaches us that it's Chayiv a Karbon from Mavarach Es Hashem. That's where Akiva is asking Kasha on the Rabbanon. That's the Girsa we have in the Gemara. According to Rashi, the Gemara is a little bit different. The Gemara says Rabbanon has to regard Akiva. Hagi Sev Megadev is Mavarach Hashem. Megadev is Avodah Zarah. That pasuk it says carbon and karas is one of it is our. So the Gemara asks, so Ella, how do you know according to the Rabbanon that there's karas by Mevarach Hashem? The pasuk is talking about Mevarach Hashem. How do you know Mevarach Hashem? So he says from Chet Yisa, it comes out that the pasuk of carbon is not talking about Mevarach Hashem at all. That's the Rabbanon's timing. So there's two pshat of the Gemara, the Gersa we have, which we read, and we spoke at Rashi's pshat also. The Gemara invited, continuing with this Megadev. Torah Melech Tenebrais, it says in the Pasuk, Hashem Megadev. How do you know Megadev means to Mevarach Es Hashem? So Yisim Yehuda Omer, he says like this. The Pasuk says Megadev, and we know that Gimel, and the Dalet and the Gimel are interchangeable. Dalet and Reish are interchangeable. Dalet and Reish are interchangeable. And therefore, you could read it like this. Ka'odam Omer Lechaveru Girafta Ka'ara. I swept the Ka'ara. V'chisarta, and I even made it some of it missing. I eat part of the plate itself. That's learning the word Megadev means. Kesav Megadev Mevarach Hashem, and that's Verach Hamura, like even eating part of the plate itself. That's Mevarach Hashem. Lozem Rezar Yemer, Ka'odam Olachaveru Gevrafta Sakar V'chisarta. It doesn't mean Mevarach Hashem. It means like someone who he did something wrong, but he didn't actually eat the plate. Kesav Megadev Haydo Avodah Zarah. That's Avodah Zarah, which Rashi already said before. Rashi says here means someone sings to Avodah Zarah with his mouth. That's called Megadev. It's a type of being Avodah Zarah. Tanya Yidach on the Brisa. Also same idea. It says in the pasuk, "Kesav Hashem Hu Megadev Es Hashem Lezer Vazar Yomer." But Avodah Zarah, because without him, Avodah Zarah, I remember about Kosev Elolitein Kares the Mevarach Hashem. It's coming to the teacher's Kares for the Mevarach Hashem. So I can promise to recap quickly. Megadev pashtus means Mevarach Es Hashem, and as a machlokes Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanon, if you chayav a carbon, why? Since no ma'isa, you shouldn't be chayav a carbon. According to Rabbi Kiva, since it's said in the parashas, it's chorus in the parasha of carbon. In the parasha of carbon, this carbon is talking about a zara there, but in the parasha of carbon, it says a chorus on Megadev. Therefore, it teaches us that you chayav a carbon, even though there is no ma'isa. Let's start a new Mishnah. Talk to Mishnah. The Mishnah says, talking about carbon of a yoledes, be'ikar, a carbon of a yoledes is someone who has a baby. So if she has a boy, then the halacha is she's tamei for 7 days, 33 days you have your maid tayar, then after 40 days, she brings a carbon, then she go into Reis HaMikdash. By a girl, it's 14 days, and then another 66 days of your maid tayar, and after that, after the 80th day, the 81st day, she brings a carbon. A carbon yoledes. Carbon yoledes is one bird for achatas and one bird for oila. We know a carbon oila can be brought as an adava, achatas cannot be brought as an adava. That's the introduction to the sugya. Zok the Mishnah. Yes, we be as carbon. There are some ladies who bring a carbon yeledes v'nechal and it's eaten because it's a regular carbon. Yes, we be as carbon. Some bring a carbon yeledes v'chatas and it's nechal and it can be eaten. We'll see. It's a suffix. We'll see. Can be eaten. But yes, and there's some yeledes she'inam v'vias. They don't bring carbon at all. And so three things: either she brings the yeledes carbon and she eats it, or she brings it only in the suffix. She doesn't eat it, or she doesn't have to bring it at all. Zok the Mishnah v'aita. Eilam v'vias carbon. V'nechal. These are the ones who bring a carbon and it's eaten. Who is that? Ha'apelas k'min behem v'chayiv oif. A isha who gives birth to something that looks like an animal or a chayo oif. So, Divrei Meir, Meir holds, she still brings a carbon. Why? Because he holds, since by behema it says Lashon Yitzira, so therefore it has a shame Vlad, and it's called the yeledes. Even if it looks like a chayo behema, according to Meir, she's bringing a carbon yeledes. So, Chom Meimrim, That's not. If she gives birth to something that looks like a behemoth, a chayav oif, she's not bringing a carbon. Until at least a tzuras adam. So the Mishnah Vaita. And the next things are al kuliyama. Hamapela sandal. If she gives birth to a human vlad, but it's like smashed like a sandal. Oh, you show you. Or she just gives birth to a sack. And even though you didn't see the vlad, but we always assume that ain't show you vlad. Oh, shfir. Or shvir merukim, or she gave birth to a shvir merukim, which means skin with looks like some bones on it. Shvir merukim, v'hayyitzei mechutich, or a vlad that comes at all cut up. All these things they bring a carbon. It's nechal. It's a regular yeledes. So kuli yama, it's a regular yeledes. That means v'mepelas b'mehem mechayv v'tzolik z'remei and nechamim. But these are all l'kuli yama called the yeledes. Also, a shifcha kananis that gave birth to a neifel via carbon v'nechal also brings a carbon. There's a chiddush that a shifcha kananis brings a carbon. We'll see what the chiddush is in the Gemara. Ve'elam avios ve'nechel. So that we just know all the type of yeledes that bring a carbon, and even though it's not a 100% healthy child, so they bring a carbon. And by k'min behemachayav ve'efes mechalikus. Ve'elam avios. These are the ones who bring a carbon ve'nechel, but it can't be eaten. Hamapela, someone gives birth, but ain't you do a mahapila? Doesn't know what she was mapel. She doesn't know what tzuras adam at all. She doesn't know what it was. It might have been just like water, or it might have been like something looks like a fish or a grasshopper. She doesn't know, so it's suffic. Then from a suffic, you have to make a carbon, but you can't eat it since you can't make a tanai that it should be a nedava because the chatz can't be a nedava. Therefore, you can't eat it. But you bring the carbon just in case because she's mechusa kaparo. So you bring the carbon, you just can't eat it. V'chein. Vishtenashim, another case, Vishtenashim shepilu, achas memin ptur v'achas min chayva. You have two nashim. One for sure gave birth to something that's potter from a carbon, let's say something that looks like a fish. And the other one was a min chayva. But we're not sure which one is chayva not. So halacha is they bring a carbon that's not nechal. Amrav Yes, because it's a suffix, they each bring a carbon, each one bring a carbon that's not nechal. Amrav Yes, the Amisai, one is true of Vizvan Shahochu, Zelam Izal Gomarav. They both gave the money to the Kayan, bring me a carbon, they left. So you can't eat the carbon, why not? Because it's a suffix. Amashtayim Avedas, they're both here, Oimdois, then Shtayim Avias carbon, they both bring a carbon, and they make a Tanai. And they get nice, if it's Amchai, it's my carbon, it's your Chai, it's your carbon, therefore it's nechal, v'nechal, it can be eaten because it's brought as a Tanai, so it's like a Vadai. Ve'elu she'eim avias. These are the ladies that don't bring a carbon at all. Ha'apela shpir, someone who gives birth to a just skin of a vlad. That's mali mayim, and it's just skin, just filled with water, mali dam, filled with blood, mali gninim, filled with different colors, different pus and discharges. Or ha'apelas k'min dogim, looks like fish, chagavim, grasshoppers, grasshoppers, mussels, looks like bugs. Or ha'apelas b'yoyim, or she's mapel on the 40th day from when she got pregnant. All those things, till after 40 days, it's not called a vlad yet. All these don't bring a carbon rule, they're all potter from carbon. Either they gave birth to nothing, something was not a vlad, or it wasn't 40 days yet. There is no carbon. V'yaytzidayfin. And the Tanakhama says also, V'yaytzidayfin has the same exact halacha, that there is no din of carbon yeledes on a V'yaytzidayfin. Rav Shimon Chayiv Yitzdeifim. Shimon Chayiv by Yitzdeifim. Shimon Chayiv Yitzdeifim. Zot the Gemara Vayit. Shifcha Menala. First of all, how do you know that a shifcha or is Chay or Gyeris is Chay Menala? It says the whole parasha of Bnei Yisrael. Maybe Dafka Bnei Yisrael. How do you know Gerus Shifcha Manayin Tamalem Isha? It says Isha Ki says Ria, and the word Isha is Mimarba. Everyone's Marba. Any Noshim or Chayiv, even a Gerus and a Shifcha. So Gemara is Tamal Isha. So my Vechin Shifcha. So why are the Mishnah Vechin Shifcha? Vechin Shifcha and Gerus. Why to pick out Shifcha to say that the Chiddush that Shifcha brings a carbon leaders? The Gemara Saka, I mean, I would think, that we said that an Eved Kanani was Shifcha Kanani is Chayev and Mitzvahs, maybe it's only the things, it's only the Mitzvahs that Sai Ish and Sai Isha have it, they both have it. Avi Yeledes, the Menashim Isa, maybe Mitzvah of Yeledes is only for Noshim, by Noshim Lesa, by men they don't have it, maybe by the Eved Kanani or Shifcha Kanani, you don't have that halacha. Because Eved Kanani, Shifcha Kanani is not 100% Jew. It's not 100%. So maybe it shouldn't bring a carbon. Eimah is Chayiv, Shifcha, Hachitana Shifcha. Therefore it says Shifcha. Then the Mishnah says, Vaita, Eilam Vim Carbon. The Mishnah says that if there's a Suffolk, what you do is, when there's a Suffolk, you make a Tanai, according to Rabbi Yossi, and they could each bring a carbon. You can make a Tanai, and they can each bring bring one Khatas, and it's Nechal. You make a Tanai, so if it's mine, then if I had the one that's Chayiv, then I'm Chayiv. If you had one of Chayiv, then you're Chayiv. That's what you could do, and therefore, you can make a Tanai, and it's Nechal. That's what Rabbi Yossi said in the Mishnah. So the Gemara, my Avdon, what do you do? My Sin Tavai Uchad Karvin. Each bring a valley oilav, because oil you can bring and could be in a Tava. Vechatas oiv Suffolk, and then they bring one Uchatas oiv, which is Suffolk. Umas make a Tanai. Make a Tanai. If I'm Chayiv, it's mine. If you're Chayiv, it's yours. And me as a Rabbi Yossi Tanai, you raise your hold the Tanai, but Tanai, I'm limited to the Mishnah. That you have two people, one guy Chayil, one guy Shuma, and we're not sure which one's which. Rav Shimon Omer, both bring one chatas and they make a tanai. Such thing as a tanai. You can't make a tanai. I'm a Yossi, let's say tanai. Rabbi Yossi holds a tanai. So why in a Mishnah say that he holds a tanai? It's a stira, two Rabbi Yossis. Omar Rava, my Rabbi Yossi, Mechusa Kapara. Rabbi Yossi is Maida by Mechusa Kapara, by us, by the birds of Yeledes, that deer you could make a tanai. And we'll explain in a second. Chenki, also Rav Nara Yechna, Maida Yossi, Mechusa Kapara. My time. What's the reason? Because Hossam, there by a case was one person ate Chelev, one person ate Shuman, was saying can't bring a Chatas with Tanai. Hossam by a Gavra Yediyah. You need a Yediyah that you did something wrong, and that's how you bring a carbon. Therefore, you cannot bring a carbon and make a Tanai. Ava Hossam, ki maisin noshim carbon. Here, they're not bringing a carbon because of a Chet, and you have to have Yediyah. Keep Maisi Karmelus to Ruvah Chilas Kachem. They're trying to let himself eat Kachem and go into Reis Mikdash. Ketoni Seifa and a Raya that Rabbi Yossi only argued by something comes from Chet. Ketoni Seifa that he says the Seifa all of the Mishnah in the Mishnah where it says that you cannot make a Tanai. It says in that Mishnah, it says it's Mamish Mash Baklaw like that. It says in that Mishnah clearly that's only by, it's a Mishnah that happens to be later on. It says, Clara, the whole reason, Reis Yomer, called Chatas Shehibala Chet, Ein Shtayim Aviyas Oysam. It says, Clara, the whole problem is, Chatas comes ala Chet, Ein Shtayim Aviyam Oysam. Two people can't make a Tanai. But if not be a Chet, they would be able to make a Tanai. End of the Mishnah, Machlekes, if Yotze Doifin, if a Syrian brings a carbon or not, if Yotze Doifin brings a carbon or not, and Tosfos says, how do you make a Syrian? We do it like with some poison, Sam, and it opens up and you take it out. Look at Tosfos, the ancient Tosfos by Yosef Daifin. So Mechlekes by is a Syrian if you bring a carbon or not. So Zok to Gemara, it's Mechlekes by Shimon and Rabbanon. What's the Biyar Mechlekes? Let's see. My time of Shimon, Omer Shlokos, Shom HaKra, Vim Nekeva, Selet. The reason for Rav Shimon, Omer Shlokos, Shom HaKra, Vim Nekeva, Tehle, is the extra word, Vim Nekeva, the Tehle, the word Tehle is extra. It should have said, the Pasuk should have said, that the imnekeva, we know we're talking about teleid, so the word teleid is extra to teach us the rabbi is leida acheres, and mahi yetzidaitan. Tom teach us It's something to teach us that even the Yitzhak, that's the extra word Hayla, teach us, even the Yitzhak is Chayiv a carbon. Rabbanah my time. So what's Pshat Rabbanah? Why should Yitzhak Daifin be excluded? Amar Rav Mani Rav Hatish says in the Pasuk, Isha Kisa Zriya V'yolda. Ad Shetelaid Mehamakoim Shemizra'as. Mehamakoim Shemizra'as. She had only time it's called a Tumas Leida if it's born from the place where she gets pregnant from. That's the regular place where the baby comes out from. But if it comes a different place, there is no halacha of Tumas Leida. Of course, it says Isha Kisa Zriya V'yolda. Talk to the new Mishnah. A little like down to the new Mishnah that we said before, that you have to wait, let's say, for Nekeva 80 days. Let's say she has a Nefel at day number 60. So it's more than 40 days old of Vlad. Does she have to bring now another carbon, two kavanas? No. Halacha is, if it's Teich Melois of the 80 days, you don't have to bring another carbon. It's included in the carbon you bring after 80 days. This is Machlekes, the Mishnah, is Shavim Vesilel, if after 80 days, but it's still at night, not 81st day by day, if she gives birth then, is that mechayev a new carbon? So let's see the Mishnah. Ha'apelis la'er shmein of echad. She gives birth after Shkia on the 80th day, but it's the night before the 81st day. V'sham yipotrim min ha'carbon. But v'sham hold yipotrim from a carbon. Yipotrim from a carbon. V'sol v'chayev, v'sol yichayev. Omri sol v'sham hay. Ma'ish la'er shmein v'echad, v'yam shmein v'echad. Why is the night before 81st different than the 81st day itself? Im shavi lo'il tumma, you can become Tomei, the May Toyar is over after 80 days, so if you become Tomei, lo yishalei carbon, you shouldn't be able to bring a carbon. Shouldn't be able to bring a carbon. It should become Chuyiv of carbon already. And Chuyiv of carbon already, so now this Nefel is a new Chuyiv, because you're ready with Chuyiv and carbon. Omelhem Beishamei, lo yimamartem ben pelos yom shmen v'achad. If you have a Nefel on your first day, shkein yotso, l'shashi, ru, l'gavi, v'yil carbon. She went into a time which is Chuyiv of carbon already. But we know at night you can't bring carbon. But the night before the 81st day, she really loved her carbon. She didn't go into the time she's ready to bring a carbon. There already, she's not going to be chayav a new carbon for that. Basil says, let me ask something. If you mapel yom shmoyin ve'echad shchalis b'shabbos, and on Shabbos you can't bring a carbon, you're like, that's because of carbon yachad. It's not a day you can bring a carbon. Still, the chayev is a carbon. You chayev a carbon. We know that day, even he'll agree you chayev a new carbon on that. So what he's saying is totally in carbon on the 81st day. If it lands on Shabbos, you're not gonna tell me that you're not chayev a new carbon on the new Nefel. No, it's not a raya. Liam Artem, Yom Shmuel Nevechal Shchalis B'Shabbos. The 81st day falls on Shabbos. Ah, fish einam royal carbon yachid. Even if it's a royal carbon yachid, but it's a day of kavanas. Royal carbon tzibur. Time my pelos la arsh mindim ve'echad she'ena lila royal lila carbon yachid lila carbon tiber. The night before is not right for any carbon. Therefore, it's not considered that he got the chi of carbon yet. And therefore, the nefel is included in the first carbon. And you're gonna tell me she sees dam that night. She is tame. It's not dam tayar anymore. It's added to made tayar. So he answered that also. V'adam inam chichim. That's not a raya. The biggest raya is on a palace like Malois. If you have a nafel in the, let's say on the 60th day, even though it's in May Tayar, still she's Tomei. The man, Tomeim, and still Ptur Mina carbon. So that's not a raya. Tuma is clearly nothing to do with the carbon. That's why Shami Taina is. Clearly nothing to do with the carbon. Therefore, don't ask me from that. So it's two kashas word that, first of all, what do you do on Shabbos? Is on Shabbos, it really is a chi of carbon on Shabbos. You find this carbon tiber. And number two, he says the Taina of Dom must not arrive because Teich Malois, you see this tumma even without a carbon.